I pray you now, good Master Slender Serving Man, and Friend Simple by your name, which way have you looked for Master Caius, that calls himself Doctor of Physic?
That is the busy ward, the part ward, every way. Old Windsor way, and every way but the town way.
I most vehemently desire you will also look that way.
I will, sir.
Bless my soul. How full of colours I am, and trembling of mind. I shall be glad if you have deceived me. How melancholy I am. I will not kiss you, Reynolds, about his knave's custard when I have good opportunities for the work. Bless my soul. Two shallow rivers, to whose falls melodious birds sing madrigals. There will we make our beds of roses and a thousand fragrant posies. Too shallow. Mercy on me. I have a great disposition to cry. Melodious birds sing madrigals. When as I sat in Babylon, and a thousand fragrant posies. To shallow
your
rivers,
to
whose falls. Oh, he's welcome. To shallow
yonder,
rivers,
coming.
To
for
whose
you.
Falls.
Yonder, he's coming.
Oh, heaven prosper the right. What weapons is he?
No weapons, sir. Oh, there comes my master. Master Shallow and another gentleman from Frogmore, over the stile, this way.
Pray you give me my gown, or else keep it in your arms.
Good morrow, Master Parson. Good morrow, good Sir Hugh. Chief Gamester from the dice and a good student from his book, and it is wonderful.
Ah, sweet handpage.
Save you, good Sir Hugh.
Bless you from his mercy sake, all of you.
What? The sword and the word? Do you study them both, Master Parson?
Useful still in your doublet and hose this raw rheumatic day.
There is reasons and causes for it.
We are come to you to do a good office, Master Parson.
Very well. What is it?
Yonder is the most reverend gentleman, who, belike, having received wrong by some person, is at most odds with his own gravity and patience that ever you saw.
I have lived 80 years and upward. I have never heard a man of his place, gravity and learning, so wide of his own respect.
What is he?
Oh, I think you know him. Master Dr. Caius, the renowned French physician.
God's will and his passion of my heart. I'd as lief you would tell me of a mess of porridge.
Why? He has no more knowledge in Hippocrates than Galen. And he's a knave, besides. A cowardly knave, as you would desire to be acquainted with all.
Oh, I warrant you. He's the man should fight with him.
Oh, sweet hand.
Put a piercer by his weapons. Keep them asunder. Here comes Dr. Carr.
Hey, good Master Parson. Keep in your weapons.
So do you, good Master Doctor.
Show them and let them question. Let them keep their limbs whole and hack our English.
I pray you, monsieur, let me speak a word with your ear. Where, sir, will you not meet me?
Pray you, use your patience in good time.
Oh. By God, you are the coward, Jacques de Jean Edge.
Pray you, let us not be laughing stocks to other men's humours. I desire you in friendship, and I will one way or other make you amends.
Oh.
I will not cure Reynolds about your knave's coxcomb for missing your meetings and appointments.
Yeah, but Jacques Randy, mine was the gaffer. Have I not stayed for him to kill him? Have I not at the place I did appoint?
As I am a Christian soul, now look you, this is the place appointed. I'll be judgment by mine host of the garter.
Peace, I say, Italian, French and Welsh, soul curer and body curer.
Oh, that is very good, excellent.
Peace, I say. Hear mine host of the garter. Am I politic? Am I subtle? Am I a Machiavel? Shall I lose my doctor? No, he gives me the potions and the motions. But shall I lose my parson, my priest, my Sir Hugh? No, he gives me the proverbs and the no verbs. Give me thy hand, Terrestrial. Give me thy hand, Celestial. Boys of art, I have deceived you both. I've directed you to wrong places. Your hearts are mighty, your skins are whole, and let burnt sack be the issue.
Yes, sir.
Come, lay their swords to pawn. Follow me, lads of peace.
Must be a madhouse. Follow, gentlemen.
Oh, small lamp.
Oh, I perceive that. Have you made a distrust of us, huh?
This is well. He has made us this floating stock.
Yes.
I desire you that we may be friends, and let us knock our brains together to be revenged on this same skull, scurvy, cogging companion, the host of Agator.
My dear, with all my heart, he promised to bring me very advantage. My dear, he deceived me too.
Look. Well, I will smite his murderers. Pray you follow.